Dead Dealer, сега в нашето студио е техният страхотен вокалист Шон Пек. Hey, hello!
Hello, Bulgaria! Are you ready for tonight?
After 20 years with Cage, what is the new breed that is happening for you with Dead Dealer?
You know, Stu Marshall from Australia, the guitar player, you know, said, mate, let's start a band called Death Dealer. With that Australian accent that we all love so much. And we had already done some songs together on his Empires of Eden stuff. And we had already written a bunch of songs together and we were good friends. And I said, well, let's just get some other guys in the band. And we laid out this roster of Ross the Voss and Mike Davis, like you said, from Halford, and now Steve Bolognese from formerly of Into Eternity with this super group. And we had all these people together, and we said, oh, we better write some songs now. And we put together the album War Master, and we're just excited as all get out to be here and deliver this extreme power metal to the people.
След 20 години с Cage, всъщност какво е новия полъх, който идва с Dead Dealer? Шон каза това е, че всъщност аз и австралиец Стю Маршал, който каза с много силен австралийски акцент, хайде да направим нова, много яка банда Death Dealer. И всъщност се получи като супер група, защото дойде Майк Дейвис от Халфорд, Рос де Бос и така нататък. И всъщност, здравей България, здравейте скъпи приятели. Well, this first album, War Master, came out like...
June.
Yeah, June. It means like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
To what stage of making the second one are you at now?
Well, it's almost done, actually. We'll probably finish up the writing of it. There's only a few more songs left to write, and we're really excited about that. And we're also have the plans for the third.
Already?
Yeah. The idea for this, we wanted to let everyone know this was a band that was going to tour and be out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to put out a lot of product very fast. And we were going to play some of the songs off the new album already on this tour, but we decided to pull it back and just concentrate on War Master.
Okay.
But it'll probably be out this summer, so we're excited about that.
Всъщност той добави това, което каза Майк Дейвис по-раро, че новият, вторият албум е почти готов. Това, което добави Шон, е, че практически те искат да направят една много здрава концертна група и да работят включително и трети албум скоро да издадат. Първоначално мислили да изпълнят парчето от предстоящия нов втори албум на това турне, но в крайна сметка решили да се концентрират върху War Master. Well, what is very impressive for you, Шон, is that you have amazing metal voice, but do you sing anything else besides metal?
Is there anything else besides metal? I didn't know there was other. Is there other music besides metal?
I do have some opera vinyls, but yeah,
I could sing opera. I think opera would be pretty easy for me compared to the compared to the Death Dealer stuff. You know, metal's in my blood, and music is, it's either a good song or a bad song, but it's definitely, I don't see myself doing a country music album or anything, but, and I've never yet used the word dragon in a song yet, in all my albums I put out, so that is still yet to come.
Попитах го, добре де, всъщност ти имаш завържителен глас, пееш ли друго освен метал? Той каза, има ли друга музика освен метал? Репликирах с това, че имам няколко плочи с опера, той показа как пее опера. Каза, не се виждам как пее кънтри парче, металът истина е много важно нещо за мен. Също така имайте предвид, че все още не съм използвал думата за дракори в моята музика, но и това ще се случи. When you were a kid, who was the singer that inspired you the most?
I was definitely Halford. You know, I was running around my bedroom with the posters on the walls, the Maidens, Halford. First two Crimson Glory albums, early Queensryche.
Mm-hmm. With a progressive touch then?
Not really. I mean, I like Dawkins and Rat and Black and Blue and Wasp, and then some Testament and stuff in there, Metal Church. So that's the kind of stuff I grew up on, and I just kind of took a formulation of all that and eventually developed my own style. And I didn't have any training. I thought being a guitar player was much too much work. So I go, just be a singer. It's a lot easier.
But
I was wrong.
Nothing to carry than a little microphone, probably.
Yeah, but man, being a singer is a rough business.
It is indeed. Добре, да, всъщност, кои са музикантите, вокалисти, които са го вдъхновявали като дете? Той каза Халфорд. В стаята ми имаше плакати на Judas Priest и на Iron Maiden. Всъщност слушах и Crimson Glory и Queensryche. Аз казах, добре, да, има и явно прогресив нюанс. Той каза, не толкова. Също така харесвам и Rat, и Metal Church, и малко Testament. Но всъщност, да... Това, което винаги съм искал е да се занимавам с метал, но си дадох сметка, че да си китарист е много сложно, по-лесно е да пееш. You mentioned... Okay, so yeah, being a metalhead from America, this is something, a subject that we've been discussing with the metal stars since yesterday, with Joey Belladonna and all the other guys. Well, what is happening with the... Metal is obviously not that trendy nowadays in the States, and Metallica said that they're not going to do the Orion Festival this year because of lack of interest. I mean, globally speaking. So what is the truth?
You know, I was just at a sold-out Amon Amarth show in San Diego with people going crazy. So, you know, full of kids. I think the metal scene is really, really healthy in America. We play, you know, we've been playing for so many years with my band Cage. And, you know, we see a whole new breed of young kids. We play a lot of all-ages shows. Mm-hmm. So we'll bring our classic heavy metal style to the, you know, the death metal and some of the metalcore shows. And the kids are just like, oh, my God. You know, they go up to the front. Like I was when I was 16, fighting my way to the front, holding on to the front of the stage and banging my head. I don't even look at the band. You just have your head banging okay. for like an hour. So I think it's really healthy. I mean, just because the festival scene isn't, you know, the festivals they try and do in America have more of the trendy metal bands and not the stuff that, you know, that I like and stuff. But then you see, like I said, you know, a Sabaton is starting to become, you know, successful enough where they can have
that's
a
second Swedish band you're talking about tonight.
Yeah,
I'm on a Mars Sabaton.
Yeah, and then you know, like Camelot, you know, which is you wouldn't think would draw people. Now they're drawing a good crowds around America. So it's you know, you just got to stick with it, and I think it's very healthy in America. I wouldn't judge it on an Orion Fest or they have, you know, the Rockstar Drink Fest and everything. But those, to me, those are all more of the trendy Avenged Sevenfold type of bands, mm-hmm. but real stuff will come through and do very well.
Всъщност, това, което си говорим от няколко дни за прословутата ситуация с метала в Америка в момента, това, че такива фестивали като Orion, както той го произнесе на Metallica, не се случват, това не означава, че метал сцената не е жизнена, напротив. Ходих на абсолютно разпродаден концерт на Amon Amarth в щатите, беше пълно с деца, някои от тях абсолютно както аз, когато бях на 16 години, си пробиваха път до първия ред и се хващаха за най-отпред на сцената, дори не гледат групата заради големия хедбенгинг, така че практически може да се каже, че ако говорим за тези големи комерциални фестивали, може би да, но ето Сабатон също са толкова големи. Изобщо да, жестоко е, нещата са в страхотна форма. That's good news, though.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's like I said, the kids, man. The kids love it. You go to the Maiden shows and it's kids and people my age, too. So I think it's healthy.
Всъщност, наистина, абсолютно в добро здраве се ръви растерата, образно казано, и всичко ще бъде наред. Were you surprised to hear that your ex-drummer Rhino is joining the Metal All-Stars lineup for today?
Yeah, we were really surprised to hear about that, and you know, we had a good little run of shows with him when we did our first Death Dealer shows, and
he is the one playing on the album, right?
Yes, he mm-hmm. played on the album, and now but you know, times change and people change, and like any band, you know, you go through lineup changes, and will be interesting to hear him play, I guess, the Manowar songs, but you know, we're playing Hail and Kill tonight with Death Dealer, so we expect all the Bulgarian fans to sing the backups, you know, Hail, mm-hmm. Hail, Hail and Kill.
Yeah.
It's very important tonight, you got to get that out there on the radio.
Yeah.
Must sing along tonight.
Mm-hmm. всъщност, да, леко се изненадали от това, че Райло ще се включи. Той ще свири няколко песни на Manowar по-късно, но пък ние, Death Dealer, ще изпълним Hail and Kill, така че очакваме публиката да изпълни голяма част от вокалите. Finally, can you please do us a ID? The The radio is called Tangra Mega Rock.
Everybody, it's Sean Peck from Death Dealer. You're listening to Tangra Mega Rock in Bulgaria. Turn it up!
Can you sing it?
Can I sing it?
Yeah.
Turn it up!
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Have a great show.
Thank you very much.